Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The HIV epidemic is not over. HIV is still here.
The face of HIV is so diverse.
The biggest thing to reduce HIV stigma is just to talk about it. Testing and PrEP and HIV treatment and how effective it is today.
Undetectable equals untransmittable. Whether you're positive or negative, there's not a wrong door. Whether it's testing or whether it's treatment, do it for you, Montgomery County.
Learn more about HIV testing, treatment, and prevention at doitforyoumc.org.
Good evening, Rush Nation. It is the start of the weekend, and it's good to be with you. Sorry that this one didn't get recorded last
week. Hey, everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone.
Bit of a crazy time at the moment.
Some of you know me
know why it is. For those that don't, I'm not trying to seek live, it's just a bit of a personal matter and some things going on. So it's been it's been a challenging week in general, and it's been a challenging 10 days or so, but it's all good. And we're here to talk about week 7, and there's some really big blowout games, I think, scheduled, and I think we're going to have a couple of good ones. So let's go ahead and break down all the action for the weekend, just the 12 games to go through, because we did have last night's snooze fest. And just everything I've been saying about Denver just was completely amalgamated last night into that performance against Cleveland. I just don't know how I can watch Denver anymore. It's a short run on first, a short run on second down. They leave themselves third and long. They pitch it short. They end up 3-4 yards short. Punt. That's it. I mean, like, I'm not being funny. I could prescribe that in the NFL. It's not hard. Pat Shurmur needs to go, really. And I don't like calling for people's jobs, but the talent they've got on that offense, and they're running the same 15 plays every game, it's just a shock. It's just deplorable. So Browns B team gets the win, even all banged up, they still get a W. It says everything you need to know about Denver. So yeah, it's a struggle right now for them. But we move forward to the games and start with the 6 o'clock slate. And we got Cincinnati at Baltimore. And really, this is a game where probably has the most action from a fantasy perspective. So let's go ahead and cut the dice here as to where we've got everyone. And I mean, both of these quarterbacks are startable options this week. I have Lamar Jackson at quarterback 3 overall. And I have Joe Burrow at quarterback 9. So you can start both these options very, very comfortably. We're getting into the running back situations, and it's pretty easy. Joe, I'm going to stick with Cincy. So Cincy, you've got Joe Mixon, pretty straightforward option. I've got him at RB6 on the week, marginally over consensus, but pretty easy pick there. And then you've got this backfield of Latavius Murray, if he's fit, and I'm not overly sure he will be. And then you've got Devonta Freeman, who I've got as the highest of all of them right now, because I don't think he's going to go. If Murray does make it back and he plays, then
obviously I'll reflect these rankings and they will be updated. But people have to be where I can find my rankings. It's on the website, but the links to it are just being a bit funny. So what you need to do is just Google Murph's weekly fantasy rankings. It'll come Richard Murph's weekly fantasy rankings, and you'll be able to see all my rankings on the website. It will provide you a link. So just go ahead and Google them, and you can find them. Firstly, just drop me a message and I'll happily share you with you where my rankings can be found along with Rich's. So pretty good week for me last week in the ranking contest. I ranked 22nd overall, ninth on wide receivers. I still hold the kicker one overall all season. Yeah, baby, there we go. I've got distracted. Baltimore, Devonta Freeman's the highest running back I have. I think he's the one that gets a small arrow up. I have him at RB28, which is over consensus right now. I think because I think some are counting on Murray to go. This will all be changed. If Murray does go, then he'll get a jump up and I'll probably have him on the fringes of that RB2 conversation. Then we've got the wide receivers. And the wide receivers here are pretty strong, but I wouldn't say there's necessarily like a standout option. The best option I would have here this week is Marquise Oliver Brown, who I have 14, slightly over consensus on the week. Then the next best option I've got is, sorry, I have Chase at 3. I missed him. Apologies. So I'm very over consensus on Chase. Chase is on ECR, he's 8. I've got him at 3. I think it's a big week for Jamar Chase. So must start play, as is Marquise Oliver Brown. As is T. Higgins. I've got T. Higgins at 22. And again, he comes in on consensus as well. So those three are your definite locks of the week, must start. I wouldn't be worried about starting anyone else in this game. So if you're curious about where I've got everybody, Rashad Bateman I've got in wide receiver 4 category. I have him at 43 overall. So that's where I've got him. And in terms of Boyd, I'm quite low on Boyd. So I think Boyd is a sit for me this week. I have him, well, actually, I've got him at 34. So he's in flex territory. He's in flex play. But he's one I am slightly concerned about going forward. No stop Watkins or anyone else. The Bateman, I think, will get a lift up from Watkins. Obviously, you're going to start Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews, I actually have as the tight end 2 on the week because I've moved Waller down just because the usage is happening. But I wouldn't be starting Azuma or anyone like that. Washington at Green Bay. So let's take Washington first. Heinicke, I have at quarterback 15 on the week. So not someone I'm keen to start or play, but he's an option because of what's going on with Bymageddon this week. So then we've got Antonio Gibson, I have at running back 14, and he's been continuing to let me down in rankings. I'm still putting him slightly over consensus. I might move him down. He'll still be an RB2. He'll still be a must play this week. JD McKissick, I have at 24. So you can definitely play him this week. And then as it goes to the wide receivers, Terry McLaurin, I have at 10, wide receiver 10 on the week, which is slightly under consensus, but it's not over by much. But I wouldn't be starting any of the other wide receivers here. Ricky Seals-Jones, I also have at 10. So both of those options are fine. As for Green Bay, this is really simple. Rodgers is a QB1, but he's a low-end QB1. Aaron Jones is going to be in the top 5 running back conversation. I've actually got him at 2, and I'm slightly over consensus on him. Rodgers I have at 7, and Devontae Adams I have at wide receiver 1, of course. And I'm not starting Tonyan unless I'm really desperate. I have him at 16 on the week. So that's where I have them. Falcons at Miami. This is, I think, a decent streaming matchup for both quarterbacks. So I actually have Matt Ryan as QB1 and Tua just under him at 13. So I have Matt Ryan at 12 and I have Tua at 13. Slightly under consensus on Matt Ryan. Consensus on him is 11. So, yeah, pretty much in the ballpark. Cordell Patterson, I have at running back 7. You'll be pleased to know. So I do think this is a great week for him. And then Mike Davis, I think, is someone who becomes potentially startable this week as well. I have Mike Davis at 15. I think this is not a bad week for him, especially now he's got a bit of time under him and a bit of rest as well. And then Ridley. Ridley is wide receiver 7. And then Kyle Pitts is wide receiver tight end 3 for me. So they're the 4. They're the big 4. I'm not worrying about I'm not worried about Gage or Zakir or anyone else. They might get some play, but really it's those four that you need to worry about. And now we've got Miami. So we've talked about two already. This run game is putrid. Fade it completely. Miles Gaskins at 29. And that is... he might even go down from there. Because I've got Damian Williams. If he comes back from COVID, he'll go over him. And I'm still playing with Jamal Williams, depending on his status as well. So don't start any of the running backs here. So really, it's all about the wide receivers. Jalen Waddle's the only one I want to start. He is at 20, wide receiver 20 this week. I am actually under consensus. And it's just because I can't get him over who I've got ahead. It's not a slight on him. I'm only one under on consensus. So, but maybe I should have faded Courtland Sutton because that's someone I had over him. And he's definitely not returned a wide receiver 18 status. So, and I was low on Courtland Sutton and consensus. So, yeah, there isn't anyone else. Devontae Parker, I have a 39. He's a flex play. But I'm worrying about anyone else here. And then Mike Gesicki is my tight end 6 of the week. And he's slightly over consensus. Jets in New England. Wow. Can I find someone relevant in this game? Yes, Damien Harris. I have Damien Harris at 12. Running back 12 on the week. There we go. I found someone in this game who I actually think is a must start. So he is a must start this week. Absolutely. If you're interested in Jets running backs, I mean, really? Okay, fine. I have Ramondre Stevenson, by the way, at 38. So I wouldn't necessarily play him, but he is a flex play. If you need him, if you're looking at Michael Carter, I have a 26. So he's on borderline running back 2 status. If you're desperate to start a Jets running back, it would be Carter, but I don't know why you'd be that desperate. Right, let's talk about pass catches in this one. So we'll start with Jacoby Myers. I think is the highest pass catcher I have in this game. I have him at wide receiver 26. I have Corey Davis at wide receiver 28. So they're pretty close. I think that both good ranges for where they are. Consensus is pretty much in agreement with me. I think I'm a nudge lower on consensus on Myers, but Corey Davis, I'm pretty much spot on. And I don't think you need to start any of the other pass catchers in this game. I don't think, you know, Jameson Crowder is the next. Aguilar and Crowder are the next two up at 48 and 49. So wide receiver 4 territory. So you shouldn't feel the need to start them this week unless you're literally smacked with bye. So try and avoid it where possible. And then I've got the tight ends here. Hunter Henry I have at 11. And don't need to start Tyler Croft. So very few fantasy relevant players in this game. Michael Carter is a flex, maybe. Damien Harris is the must-start here. And then Corey Davis and Jacoby Myers. They're the must-start plays. Everyone else, you can feel free to fade. Right. Carolina against the Giants. Again, not a game I'm overly excited for. I think this one could be closer than people are predicting, though, because I just don't think the Panthers are good without Christian McCaffrey, as is proving. I do have Sam Darnold at QB10, and I am over consensus on him. Only because I just think they will bring the rushing floor back to him. It hasn't happened the last few weeks, but I do think they will. Daniel Jones, by the way, I have at 17. Just think he's a bit banged up. I'm not reliant on him this week. Running back, I have Chuba Hubbard at 11. For the Giants, so I've kind of left Barkley at the very bottom of my rankings to remind me to put him up should I need to. I have Devontae Booker at 22. And the only reason I've got him at 22 is volume. I haven't got him for any other reason other than volume. So I don't think, he's a must-start option, but I wouldn't be excited about starting him. So he sits at 22 right now. If Barkley comes in, that will change my rankings. You can find them and search them. And DJ Moore is my wide receiver 6 on the week. I'm actually slightly low on consensus. Consensus has him at 4, but I moved Jamar Chase up. And I'm pretty happy to do that, to be honest. But I do like DJ Moore. I think he's obviously a must-start. He's a wide receiver 1. So Sterling Shepard, there is rumors that he might have a setback injury. I currently have him at 21 in my rankings. Obviously, if he misses time, he will go down. Or if there's any more injury concern, I will probably move him down my rankings completely. So I'm not feeling too great about him right now. Next wide receiver up in this game is Robbie Anderson. I have wide receiver 40 on the week, and I'm slightly low in consensus. But having said that, I might review my my ranking on him before the go on Sunday, because I was doing some work for the Patreon. And if you haven't subscribed to our Patreon, please do. You can subscribe for just a few pounds a month and you'll get access to our Patreon cast. I did an hour and 45 minute Patreon cast yesterday. And the Patreon cast is great because I tend to take the themes and the strategies that everyone kind of wants to know, and I display it all. But this one, I went through pretty much every team. I talked about every relevant stat from every team and went through what I'm thinking, where my process is. Can I see any trends? Can I read through the weeds? And I was looking at Robbie Anderson thinking, okay, I can see this a bounce back for Robbie Anderson. I can see a trend coming where he's going to rise. I don't think he's going to rise to like where I thought he would be, which was like wide receiver 15. But I do think he'll rise to that solid wide receiver 3 range. So I have him at 40. Consensus has him at 36. He might get up there for me by the end of the week, but I do think you're going to start to see some Robbie Anderson games. I think he's going to find the end zone as well. So he's next wide receiver up in this. And then Terrence Marshall Jr. is at 64. I need to look at who else. I've got John Ross is the only one, but he's so far down the rankings, there's no need to consider him. So I'm basically waiting on the health of Golladay, waiting on the health of Shepard, waiting on the health of Slayton and Pettis. So there's quite a few options. And Pettis I've got at 80. So there's quite a few I'm waiting on for injury. So it's a bit of a mess there, that wide receiver core for the Giants. And then when it comes to the tight ends, neither of them is startable this week. You can feel free to ignore them. Last game on the slate for 6 o'clock is Kansas City at Kansas City versus Tennessee, which should be a much closer game than I think most people are prescribing. So I look forward to this because they've not been on fire. Patrick Mahomes is my QB1 of the week. I do expect him to do a really good job. And I have Ryan Tannehill at QB8 on the week. Both are online with consensus, by the way. Derrick Henry, of course, is my running back one. And that Kansas City run defense isn't very good. This is going to match up perfectly for what they want to do. Really like him to take advantage of that this week. Darrell Williams, I actually have at running back 9. So I actually have him as a running back one as well. So there's 2 running back ones in this one game. It's going to be great. Lots of running of the football, but I also think it's just going to be lots of points galore. Tyreek Hill I have at wide receiver 5. Now, depending on his health, he will go down. I don't think I'm going to move him up. It's nothing against Tyreek Hill. I just don't think he's 100% fit. And they will try and get him to play as much as possible. But if they're blowing this one out, he'll get, yes, less usage. And I think that's why I'm just going to cap him a little bit. Don't be surprised when you look at my rankings on Sunday if he takes a bit of a dive down. I don't think he's going to fall out of wide receiver 1 territory, but just keep an eye on that injury. It's just something to kind of pivot and keep your eyes on. Absolutely. AJ Brown, by the way, I have a wide receiver 12. Again, slightly low in consensus, not too low, so nothing to worry about. Mecole Hardman I have at 32, and I think he's someone who could rise in my rankings by the end of the week. Julio Jones, I at the moment have at 33 because I fully expect him to play, and consensus has him at 66. But I will reserve judgment on where he finally finishes. But he won't finish high. It won't be higher than that on my rankings. And then I have DeMarcus Robinson outside of where you can sit at 54 on the week. Obviously, you're going to be starting Travis Kelce. He is my tight end 1. Wouldn't be worried about Firks this week. Now we've got Las Vegas versus the Eagles. First game of the evening slate. And you know, Jalen Hurts is just going to continue to get it done. He's my quarterback 6 on the week. Derek Carr is my quarterback 11. So both starting options this week. You can feel good about both of those. Josh Jacobs is my highest rated running back in this game. I have him at 13. I have Miles Sanders at 20. And I have Kenyon Drake at 35 and Gainwell at 37. So that's where I have them. So you can start Miles Sanders and you can start Josh Jacobs. I wouldn't start the other two unless you're absolutely desperate. And then as for the wide receivers, let's see. They're all going to be quite low. Devonta Smith is going to be the highest placed one. He is at 23. So I have him slightly lower consensus, which is 20, but I have him at 23. I have Henry Ruggs at 30 on the week. Hunter Renfrow at 35 on the week. Brian Edwards is at 51 on the week. So that's where I have those. I have Watkins and Rager at 61, 62. Now, because I need to think about this a little bit more before I finally settle on them, because I have them both well under consensus. But at the same token, I know they can't play 12 personnel anymore because they've traded Zach Ertz. So I need to think about which one of these is going to elevate. And my gut tells me it'd be Rager. So don't be surprised if you look at my rankings and Rager goes up to like 48. That could happen because I do think he's going to get more off the ball. I think he gets in more than Watkins, but we're just going to have to wait and see a little bit there. I have Waller at tight end 4 and I have Dallas Goedert at tight end 5. I'd like to see Waller get going. I'd like to get him back to where he was last season. So hopefully that will happen at some point soon. I've just literally, as I've been recording this, received a notification that Latavius Murray is likely out for week 7. That is what I expected. That's why he's not in my ranking. So Devonta Freeman is my next man up in that offense, but not enough for me to desperately want to start him. Detroit and the Rams. I mean, wow. I mean, you thought the Giants got blown out last week. Let's see what happens to the LA Rams. It's going to be an interesting one. Right. Matt Stafford is my quarterback 5. I'm not starting Jared Goff at all. He's near the bottom for me, 22. So there are very few players I'm going to want from this Lions team. In fact, I can tell you now, it's pretty much going to be Swift and Hockenson. Swift is at 10, running back 10. And I have Jamal Williams at 32. So I wouldn't start him unless desperate. I have TJ Hockenson at tight end 7. That's it. Not starting the wide receivers. Not interested in them. None of them interest me to be part of this. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a flex play at best. I have him at 45 on the week. Right, so let's move back to the Rams. I have Daryl Henderson at 4, running back 4, very, very high, but consensus is in line with me. They agree, quarterback, running back 4, so he's definitely someone starts. Shane Michel, 39, don't worry about him. He is not anything in this offense. I have Cooper Kupp at wide receiver 2 on the week. I have Robert Woods at wide receiver 17 on the week. I have Tyler Higbee at tight end 9 on the week. So I expect this one to be a blowout. And no one expects to be a blowout. Houston versus Arizona. Right. Let's just get Houston out of the way. And we're going to talk about the one player who I would start for Houston, and that's Brandon Cooks. He is at wide receiver 16 this week. Absolutely start him. He is a must-start play. Everybody else you can fade. Just don't worry about it. If you're desperate, you might need to play Mark Ingram. But I really hope you don't. I have Mark Ingram, by the way, this week at running back 33. So, I'm David Johnson, running back 36. Hope you don't need them. Right. Arizona. Kyler Murray is my quarterback, too. Of course he is. He's going to perform. He's going to do a job. My only worry is they might slow him down the second half, but I don't think so. Now, I have Chase Edmonds and James Conner almost back-to-back. I actually have Conner below consensus at 18, and I have Chase Edmonds at 16. Again, on the Patreon cast, I talked about the usage. I talked about why James Conner is ascending in the ranks. And don't be surprised if I flip them and have them back-to-back with James Conner being the one getting more fantasy points, because that's the trend that's been going on. And especially if this game is a blowout, James Conner is going to get more. But listen to the Patreon cast. Do subscribe to the Patreon. That Patreon cast is like every 2 weeks. I do a massive deep dive and just give you a lot of food for thought and a lot of content there. And I answer a lot of questions that you want to know. So please do join the Patreon. There's ways to join and you basically get your money back with merch. So definitely do it. Where were we? Arizona pass catchers. I have DeAndre Hopkins at 4 on the week. My next man up from there is AJ Green. I actually have AJ Green, Christian Kirk, Rondale Moore, back to back to back. I have him at 36, 37, 38. I think they're all going to have a go. I think you're good to start all of them this week, especially in this bye again. So giddy up, take the points and move on. Last game in this slate is Chicago at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right. I don't want Justin Fields. I actually have Justin Fields over consensus, and I cannot believe it. The only reason I've got him 14 is I think he has to run. I think he's just going to have to run from this defensive line. I mean, he's going to have to run from Barrett. I think he's going to have to run from JPP. And I think he's going to scramble and he's going to get yards. He's athletic. I think they're just going to have to abandon the game plan that Matt Nagy's going to scheme for them. So that's why I'm at 14. He's just purely, I think he's going to get it and scramble. It's going to be almost like the Super Bowl part two, where he's just going to be spend the whole time trying not to get sacked. Right. Chicago backs. So I have Khalil Herbert at 27 and I have Damian Williams at 30. Now, if Damian Williams is still on the COVID list, though it appears to be that Damian Williams is not vaccinated, which means that's why he has to wait 10 days. We won't know till Saturday. If Damian Williams is out of this game, I'm going to move Khalil Herbert up slightly, probably to around about 24. But that's it. Not going to move up too far because this is the Bucks D. But I do think he'll get some volume, and he'll get that on volume. If Williams does go, I think I'm going to keep them around about where they are because I think they're going to eat into each other's opportunity. But there'll be enough to make them top 30 players. So you might have to start them this week, but don't expect great things. That's all I can say. And then for the Bears pass catchers, wow, woof. Where have I got the Bears pass catchers? I mean, not particularly high, if I'm being honest with you. Darnell Mooney, I have a 27, Allen Robinson 31, because I do think they do have to throw the ball a bit, and I think you're going to have to abandon what they try and do. But yeah, I mean, if we didn't have those six teams on bye, they'd be in the 40s and 50s. I think they'd benefit most from the bye week. And then Cole Kmet, I have at 18. I do think he's a sneaky touchdown. If you're having like one of those random touchdown anytime bets, he would be someone I would consider because I just do think it's the sort of random thing. The Bucks aren't great against tight ends, so wouldn't shock me if that happened. Tom Brady, I have at quarterback 4. So you're definitely starting him. Leonard Fournette, I have at running back 8, and I'm low in the consensus on him. So I do expect him to produce a solid game. He won that job outright. Now I've got the Tampa Bay wide receivers. I have Chris Godwin at 9. I have Mike Evans at 18. I have Antonio Brown at 11. So it's Godwin at 9, Antonio Brown at 11, Mike Evans at 18. I am significantly lower on Evans than consensus. They have consensus has Evans at, they have 11, 12, and 13. The reason I'm lower than everyone on Evans is I think the Bucks would just try to control this game with surefire accuracy. Don't want to test them deep. Point needs to test them deep. I think they'll go with the surefire catches. I think you'll see a lot of Godwin, and I think you'll see a lot of Antonio Brown. And then we have, I haven't put Gronkowski in my rankings because I'm not sure. Actually, I've stuck him right at the bottom, basically. If Gronkowski goes, he'll be a low end. Tight end 1. If not, I've got OJ Brown at 25. I will move him up if Gronkowski is out. Monday Night Football, probably one of the better games, but not one I'm overly excited about. Fantasy, it's Indianapolis at 49ers. And I'm not starting either quarterback in this game. Wentz I have at 18. Garoppolo I have at 21. Not overly interested in it. I have Jonathan Taylor as my running back 5. So, yeah, he's someone who will play. Eliza Mitchell, by the way, I think will get the bulk of the work. I have him at running back 17. I'm slightly lower than consensus because I do think that the narrative will lead to them throwing the ball more, which is good for Deebo Samuel, who I have at wide receiver 8 on the week, and someone who I think will manipulate the situation quite significantly, but it's a slight arrow down for Mitchell. But he's still startable. I mean, 17 is fine. Michael Pittman Jr. I have at 25. T.Y. Hilton I have at 46. Brandon Ayuk I have at 47. Zach Pascal at 57. So really, I'm only starting in this game Pittman and Deebo Samuel. If I need to rely on Ayuk or Zach Pascal, I'm in trouble. Looking at the tight end situation, Mo Alie-Cox I actually have at tight end 12 on the week. He's been getting those touchdowns. Ross Dwelly, I have at 14. I do think he'll get some work this week. And then we've got Monday Night Football. And again, this would have been great a season ago. This season, with Wilson on IR, it's going to be rocky. Jameis Winston, I have at 16. Not interested in starting him unless absolutely desperate. Geno Smith, I have some. So Alvin Kamara, I'm running back 3. Alex Collins, I have at running back 25. This is a good run defense. And Rashad Penny's in there, might take some work away. So really, if you need Collins, yeah, you're going to have to play him, but it's not going to be overly pretty. That's one thing for certain. I have DK Metcalf at 15 on the week, wide receiver 15. And I have Tyler Lockett at wide receiver 24. I think with Geno there, their volume just goes massively down and their ceiling is just plummets. So, but both are must-start options. Marquise Callaway is the only one I'd consider starting for New Orleans. I have him at wide receiver 42. If you want a really sneaky play this week, Kenny Stills for New Orleans. I just have this feeling. I've got him at 60, so wide receiver 5. But just don't be shocked if Kenny Stills calls the touchdown. That's all I'm going to say. It's a random pick. I get it. But I just think they're going to try something different with a bit of experience on Monday Night Football. Just don't be too surprised if it goes that way. As for the tight ends, not startable in this game. Gerald Everett is at 22. Will Disley is at 28. Dwan Johnson is at 31. Troutman is at 33. So very thin from a fantasy perspective. It's really Kamara, maybe Collins, Metcalf, Lockett, and Callaway. That's all you need. And that will do it. This show was brought to you by Manscaped. So do check them out. Use the code 5YARD on the website, manscaped.com. Get 20% off plus free shipping. Join over 2 million men worldwide who have the Lawnmower 4.0 and access to the products. It's a large growing community. I have mine. I love mine. Please do buy and take advantage of this amazing offer because it will end soon. I promise you, this is not a long-standing permanent situation. You know, I do urge you, if you are caring about your below the belt grooming, do check it out ASAP. Use the code 5YARD for 20% off plus free shipping. And also, the DFS boys did a fantastic job last night. Don't forget that there is a free roll to play. Just watch at the first part of their show. You'll be able to get the password from there. In fact, you know what? I'll drop it on here now. It is Red Zone. That is the password. So do watch the show because you get a lot of tips. So if you've ever wanted to play DFS, but you don't want to lose your money, it's a completely free contest with the opportunity to win money. So it's completely free. It's risk-free, no deposit, nothing required. Just go to Fanteam, find our special Red Zone contest. It's just for the 10 games that are on Red Zone. So you can watch the games, you can play for free. You never know, you might walk away £100 richer. There's prizes for the first 10. So yeah, and it's not one of those where you like win it and it's like free bets or anything like that. It's cash money. You can withdraw it and never play again. So it is completely risk-free. So do feel free to check that one out. That'll do it for the weekend. Good luck to all of you this weekend. I know it's going to be a difficult week, but I do wish you well. I do urge you to check out our Patreon if you are a loyal subscriber. Like I said, the Patreon cast 3.0, which is the third Patreon cast I've done this year, is, I think, for me, it's nerdy. I work out a lot of process, and I really talk you through how to potentially just view statistics in a better way and some potential gems just to get a heads up on the rest of your league. So do check it out, because not only is there a great community, you can join our WhatsApp group. Everyone in there is brilliant, really friendly, really lovely people, lots of start sits. And I don't answer, I mean, I answer all of them away in, but a lot of guys just and girls in the group just all talk through and they help each other out. They're really building this lovely community where they're helping each other out with start sits and they're really sort of building each other's process. And I can see the development like in themselves. And it's like, we're helping, we're giving them the tools, but they're talking themselves and coaching themselves up to be better players and like be part of that. If you just have got a desire to win your home league or any league, just come join because it'll be good fun. It's a great chat. And on top of that, you get to meet some great people and one day we'll do a meetup, I promise. But that will do it. I want to get you out of here for the weekend. So thanks very much as always for tuning in. Good luck this weekend. Check out our free roll contest. Check out manscaped.com. And check out my rankings. You can Google them, Richard Murph's weekly fantasy rankings, and you will find them. Or you can go on the sitemap on Fiverr Rush and try and search it. Or you can run a search on fiverrrush.co.uk and find them there. Until next week, Rush Nation, where we will be back with Flagship and Wave Wire. Don't forget, as always, keep rushing. Closing note on this, I literally was about to publish this and then notification came on my phone. Antonio Brown is out of Sunday's game I knew he had a bit of an ankle issue. I didn't think it would be a problem. That's why I didn't really talk about it. I didn't mention it. Wasn't really picked up by any of the major news outlets, just a few of the beat writers. And he is out. So that will change my rankings. I haven't done a full figure up, but Evans will automatically jump. I think it's safe to say that both of Godwin and Evans will jump up to wide receiver one-ish status. So that sort of 9 to 14 range. So they will both be in that range. Absolutely. There's no Gronkowski either. So he is out, which means OJ Howard will probably jump into my top 20 of tight ends as well. So a bit weird. You've obviously might have seen the news and you thought, well, what's going on? Yeah, that's just happened. I wanted to just tack this on. So I've said, keep rushing, Rush Nation. You've got this little bit of extra audio. And so it's a bit disjointed, but I didn't want to go in and do a mass edit. So I'm just tacking this on at the end. But I went to get out to you as soon as possible before I get consumed by more news. So yes, have a great weekend. And to everyone involved, don't forget, as always, keep rushing.
HIV is still an issue in Montgomery County. The more open we're able to talk about HIV, we treat it like any other health prevention.
PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. People who are not HIV positive, who may be at high risk for contracting the disease, this is a good choice for you.
It's just a way for you to sort of take control and say, I'm going to do this to protect myself. Do it for them. Do it for you, Montgomery County.
Learn more about PrEP, the HIV prevention medication. Visit doitforyoumc.org.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.